Hello and welcome to Girl by Cassandra. This is your girl Cassandra and I'm so excited to talk to you today. I was having some quiet time doing some journaling and decided to do a little bit of research on a process or a stage in the animal and plant kingdom called dormancy. So for me, the last few months have been quiet or more quieter than usual. And it's not really normal for me to be quiet and to be still. I'm used to adventures and going places and seeing things and sharing a lot of what's going on in my life. And this period has been necessary. Sometimes growth is quiet and sometimes it's subtle and sometimes it's inward. And so I had to do a little research on dormancy. In therapy, I talked with my therapist about how this is not me. This is not normal. I'm not used to like sitting down, not doing things. And she explained that plants have dormant growth. And so there's still a period of growth, but it looks different. And a lot of the growth is happening below the surface. So I headed on over to my best friend's house, Google.com. And I looked up dormancy. And so this is what Wikipedia had to say. Now I've read it to make sure that it's actually accurate with what I have seen in the past, what I've read in the past, because Wikipedia is not always the best source or site for information, but here we go. It works in this case. So dormancy is a period in an organism's life cycle when growth, development, and physical activity are temporarily stopped. Growth, development, activity are temporarily stopped. Okay, so I had to read that again and check it, because if growth is stopped and development stopped and physical activity is stopped, the key is temporarily, but also that kind of seems like it's dead, right? It's not growing, it's not developing, there's no physical activity. Now, of course, in the human life, that looks a little bit differently because experiences allow us to grow, and growth is happening, but it's happening below the surface. It's not always something that you can shout in the streets about or that you can write a blog or create a vlog concerning. What this dormancy does is it minimizes metabolic activity and helps an organism to conserve energy. If you've been following me for the past few months, I've been talking about how important it is to conserve your energy and to decide what gets your energy and to use your energy really well. So there's two types of dormancy. One is predictive, and this happens before the onset of adverse conditions. So knowing that something is about to take place and going into dormancy to conserve energy. The other is consequential, and this happens after adverse conditions. What it could be is like an unpredictable climate, like something that you didn't expect comes up. So this allows the plant, the organism, to stay active longer and to have a greater use of its resources. Now, I hope that this illustration or this analogy is translating, because a lot of times, I'm going to just include you in this. We feel like, oh, I'm not doing enough. I'm not going anywhere, or I feel stuck, or I feel stagnant, or I feel like I'm doing the same thing and not really getting the result quite yet. But there are so many reasons for that. And I believe that if you are doing what you've been called to do, and that usually comes through quiet and prayer and meditation and just a deep knowing, then you are on the right track. So I wrote down something else. We've all heard the word hibernation, right? And with the weather changing and the temperature dropping, hibernation sounds like a dream. I remember actually last night I texted a friend and I told her that I wanted to go into hibernation. Like, it is cold. It is cold. The past 4 years, I have spent the winter months, fall and winter months, in warm climates. So I was in Houston for 2 years, and I remember it getting cool, but nothing like Missouri winter. And then I was in Costa Rica for 2 years, and I literally spent Christmas in Panama 2 years in a row, where I was by the beach. It was hot, sun blazing. So coming back to Missouri this year and experiencing the snow and the ice and the extreme freezing temperatures, not only has it been uncomfortable, but it has made me feel dormant and like going into hibernation. And during hibernation, typically there's a thick layer of body fat that's developed, and that could be happening because the physical activity stops, right? So I'm just saying, if I get a little thicker during this time, just blame it on hibernation. But anyway, so we talk about dormancy, right? We're talking about dormancy. So we don't know as the quote unquote organism, whether it's long-term, it's short-term, because when you're in this state, when you're in this period, it may feel like a week is a year. To sit down, to sit still, to put a pause on different things feels like an eternity. So the question I've been asking is, God, is it like how, like, I thought I was going to be dormant for like 2 months and then we was going to get back to it and be popping. But because I am not my own, I was bought with a price. That was really churchy. So all that means is that God created me. I'm not the creator. I am the creation. I really have to trust and consider a new perspective. Now, a lot of people tell you to change your perspective, but that is easier said than done. So I just want you to consider a new perspective. Maybe God knows something about you and your future that you don't know. And so then the question is, what can we do with this time of dormancy, this time where it feels like nothing's moving, nothing's breaking, nothing's shaking, we're going nowhere. So I wrote down a few things that I have done or a few suggestions that I have for you. You know, I love a good cry. So that's always at the top of my list. We could cry, pray, reconnect. Literally last week, I reconnected with a long, long, long time friend. And what sparked it was reconnecting with a city that I love, being able to go to a church that I've been a part of, and then just really following the urging in my heart to reach out to this friend, and the reconnection was great. Forgiveness is something that we can give, or to forgive is something we can do during this time. Breathe. As I was journaling, I took a deep breath and I'm like, oh, so many times, like either I'm holding my breath or I'm breathing hard and quick. And so just to sit and take a deep breath, inhale, exhale, it works wonders. Stretch, dance. You know me, I will clear out a living room and get it popping. Or write. The main thing I think that is important during the time of dormancy is to rest. And rest looks different for different people. For me, traveling and going away is rest. And I know that that sounds crazy to some people who don't consider that to be restful or peaceful. But for me, it really is. Dance might not feel like or seem like rest for some folks, but for me, it is. So there may be some things that you are not doing that give you rest that you can add to your ritual, to your schedule, to your daily routine. So I believe that we need some things that we aren't giving ourselves access to. Now, I mentioned dance, and if you received any of my emails over the past year, you read a lot about my experience with the Costa Rican dance company that I was able to be a part of. It was a challenge. It was really, really hard, but I love dance, and dance did something for me that is indescribable. It's what people say good art does, or good music, or even the foodies say good food does. Like, it fed my soul and it fed my spirit. And I know that, and so that's something that I need to act on. I know that that gives me rest, peace, joy. And so I'm on a quest now to find a really good dance studio nearby. It's going to be difficult because I live in the middle of nowhere, Missouri, but it is possible. So we're in the era of self-love, right? And for a lot of people, self-love is like, go get your nails done, go get a massage, take a trip, live your best life, order some stuff offline, you know, get your brows waxed, get your lashes done. I don't know. It's a lot of like exterior, like do something to yourself, or get something done. But for a lot of people, self-love and self-care is just sitting and loving on yourself, being with you, spending time with less doing and with more being. We're in the era of self-love, and oftentimes the definition gets really misconstrued. We're in the era of boundaries, right? And sometimes boundaries turns into cutting people off or being mean or being vicious or being petty. We're in the era of hashtags, right? So instead of people being authentic, sometimes, and we've all been guilty of it. Well, I won't tell you what you've been guilty of. I've been guilty of it. Like a hashtag that might not be authentic, or a hashtag that may not really put good out into the world, right? It's easy to get consumed by what you're told that you should be doing, right? Hashtag this, hashtag that, hashtag goals, hashtag living my best life. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, like, you are not happy. The irony of it all. So we're being told what we should be doing versus throwing away the doing and simply being. Now, for me, permission to be comes from Christ alone. If I depended on my family or my friends or my quote unquote followers to give me permission to be, I may be stuck in a box. But I trust God and I trust Jesus that He makes no mistakes, that His ways are higher than my ways, that His thoughts are higher than my thoughts, that He's never left me, He's never failed me, He's never disappointed me. And don't let me get, like, don't get it wrong. Things have happened in my life that have been disappointing. They've been a result of my decisions and my actions. Things have not always worked out as I have planned or as I thought that I, you know, would have liked, best case scenarios. But as far as God disappointing me, who He is has always been exactly what I needed. So in this season of dormancy, I'm learning to continue to trust Him. I'm learning to be still. My gosh, that's difficult. Today, I'm doing a no technology, no social media challenge. But of course, because podcasting gives me peace and gives me rest, this is a perfect opportunity for me to record. I'm not going to share it with you tomorrow when I'm back on social media, but it is it's something that I enjoy doing. And so I decided to go ahead and do that. Anyway, I'm learning to be still. I'm still learning. I'm learning to be silent. I'm learning to move and act and do and be without an expected return. Just being me to be me. So I want you to try this, and maybe you have. Maybe you've tried just the being, like, less of the doing, less of the need to's, got to's, should. And I'm not telling you to be less ambitious. I'm not telling you to strive for less. I don't want you to lower your expectations or your standards or your work ethic or your character. But I want you to sit in a place, in a position, in a posture where you truly are being who God has called you to be. If you've tried it, if you're there, I want to know how that's working for you. I want to know how it's going. I want to hear anything that you might have to share. If you have questions about my journey or what I've learned or the process that I'm in at the moment, please feel free. Follow me on social media. Instagram is at Grow by Cassandra. And Facebook, we have a group, Grow by Cassandra. On Twitter, I got to get more active on Twitter. I'm not, but it's Cass Fastic is my handle on Twitter. And I always enjoy reading emails from you all. So growbycassandra@gmail.com. Before I get off, I want you all to really keep me in your thoughts and your prayers, because it is cold in Missouri. And when I say that I'm struggling with the temperature, when I say I want to go in hibernation, like, analogy aside, it is cold. It is cold. It was 10 degrees yesterday. It is 27 degrees today. It still feels like 10 to me. And I am on my way out of the house to go to work. And so, you know, if you could just keep me in your prayers, that I just stay warm during the season, I would greatly appreciate it. All jokes aside, thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. If you don't do anything else until we meet again, I want you to make sure that you take time to grow.